The recent regional meetings on Syria, intended to address security concerns, have created new opportunities for Turkey and Hayat al-Sham (HTS). While Arab countries remain cautious about the political and security future of Syria, these meetings have helped Ankara and HTS strengthen their positions in the region. Israel's unclear borders and its ambitions for a greater Israel have long been a source of fear for Arab states. With recent developments in West Asia and Netanyahu's expansionist plans, there are concerns that Israel may move toward occupying parts of Jordan and Iraq after Syria. Meanwhile, Lebanon, which shares a border with Syria, opposes foreign intervention in its neighbor and fears that instability could spread to its own territory. Turkey officially supports Syria's territorial integrity but focuses more on containing Kurdish groups. It has maintained a military presence in northern Syria for years, using Kurdish separatist threats as a justification. Now, with armed groups gaining power in Damascus, Turkey sees an opportunity to advance its interests. By supporting rebel groups and attacking Kurdish-controlled areas, it aims to expand its influence. However, this strategy increases instability rather than restoring order. Jordan, Iraq, and Lebanon prefer a strong Syrian government to resist Israeli occupation. In contrast, Turkey benefits from a weak central government in Syria, as it allows Ankara to justify its military presence and establish control in northern Syria. One major topic in the Amman meetings was the fight against terrorism, with a focus on military, security, and ideological measures. However, Syria's neighbors view terrorism differently. Turkey only considers Kurdish groups as terrorists and does not see the 37 rebel factions based in Damascus in the same way. Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan reaffirmed this position at the Amman meeting, calling the Kurdistan Workers' Party (PKK) a common enemy of Iraq, Syria, and Turkey. This highlights Ankara's unwillingness to compromise with Kurdish groups. Despite Turkey's stance, the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces (SDF), which Ankara labels as terrorists, signed an agreement with the Syrian interim government. The deal includes integrating Kurdish forces into Syria's security and political structures, a development that may complicate Turkey's plans. Jordan and Iraq view HTS, which follows Islamist and Muslim Brotherhood ideologies, as a security threat. With HTS now leading the government in Damascus, Amman and Baghdad are worried about its future actions. Jordan, which shares a border with Syria, fears instability from the various competing groups in Syria, as well as the economic burden of ongoing conflicts. The presence of Jordanian extremists in Syria raises concerns that they might bring the conflict back to Jordan. Additionally, Jordan is alarmed by the rise in drug smuggling from Syria, a problem that has worsened with the involvement of terrorist groups. Iraq, despite its relative stability, fears that HTS-linked elements could allow terrorist groups to re-emerge. Lebanon also sees terrorism as a major threat, particularly due to the presence of extremist groups along its borders. Turkey has proven to be an unreliable partner in the fight against terrorism. For years, it has used counterterrorism as a pretext to interfere in neighboring countries. By labeling certain groups as threats, it has gained a foothold in both Iraq and Syria. Now, with armed groups in power in Damascus, Turkey no longer sees these groups as a direct threat. But Iraq and Jordan remain concerned about security risks from Syria. HTS control in Damascus has already led to violence against minorities, showing that it is not a reliable governing force. If HDS and its allies gain international recognition, they may continue their violent actions under the cover of legitimate governance. These regional meetings have benefited Turkey and HDS the most. Arab states hope to reduce security risks, but these meetings have instead given legitimacy to HDS and allowed Turkey to strengthen its position in Syria. Ankara, which has long supported extremist groups, now faces less diplomatic pressure. Meanwhile, conflicts of interest among Syria's neighbors prevent a unified approach, creating further opportunities for foreign intervention. Ultimately, Israel benefits the most, as continued instability in Syria allows it to pursue its expansionist goals.